Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Welcome to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. It's Sunday, November 25th, 2018. My name's John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas. We're so glad to be here on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. I sure hope that you had a great time with your friends, with your family. I hope that you got plenty to eat. And above all, I hope that you recognized how many things that we have to be thankful for. And especially as Christians, we need to be reminded that Thanksgiving isn't just for one day a year. We're to be grateful, thankful people 365 days a year because of how good our God is to us. Now, here's the thing about it. There should be a marked contrast between those in Christ and those not in Christ when it comes to being thankful. In fact, in Romans chapter 1, in verse 18, it talks about that the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. They claimed to be wise, though they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Of course, he's talking about idolatry in that place. But intrinsically, there's an ungratefulness. There's an unthankfulness that is associated with believers. Now, not all the time. You know, unbelievers, those who don't recognize God or Christ, they can be thankful for things in life too, but the general bent of their life is not thankfulness, and especially toward God. Okay, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16, these last several weeks, we've talked about that we're to rejoice always, we're to pray continually or to pray without ceasing, and then verse 18 today, we're to give thanks in all circumstances. Okay, we're to give thanks in all circumstances. You see how that's different? Not just some of the time, not just part of the time, but as God's people, we're to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, this one sounds about as unlikely as the first two, right? How are we supposed to rejoice always? How do we pray continually? How do we give thanks in all circumstances? Through the power of God in our life. Through the Holy Spirit who produces that fruit in our life. When we recognize, like it says over in Romans 8:28, that we know in all things God works together for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. And so we know that ultimately God is going to work all things out for us. Good things, things that are not so good, things that we understand, things that we don't understand. I'll tell you, there's so many good reasons to rejoice and to pray and to give thanks. And it all boils down to a recognition of God and how good He is and how great He is and how awesome He is and how thankful we should be to our great God and Savior. Hey, let's listen to our first song this morning. This is called We Are the Free. This is Matt Redman. We Are the Free. Those of us who are in Christ, we've been freed from our sins. We have salvation in Christ Jesus. And that is a freedom that you just can't beat. And so let's listen to this song and think about being thankful for all that God has done for us this morning.
There's a fire that burns inside, a fire that burns inside. Nothing can stop us, we'll be running through the night. With a fire that burns inside, a fire that burns inside.
What a great song that is. We are the free, and I hope you will never forget that. And friend, if you're out there this morning chained and shackled in your sin and guilt and shame and loneliness and depression and thinking that nobody cares about you, I want you to know this morning that God does care. God cares about you very much. He's concerned about your life and welfare. And that's why we need to give thanks in all circumstances, even in difficult ones. Look at over here in 1 Peter chapter 1. Even though we have a new birth into a living hope and into an inheritance that will never perish, spoil, and fade, in verse 6 it says, in all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, which is a greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So even though we may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials, God still calls us to give thanks in those circumstances. That no matter what happens, that we can call on God and we can know that God's going to work it out. And even if it doesn't turn out the way we think it's going to or the way we think it should. And probably the biggest areas that people struggle with these things is when there's sickness, when there's health-related things, or there's injuries, or there's cancer, or there's physical or emotional or mental problems. These are the kind of things where you say, well, how can God be good if all of these things go on? Well, let me tell you, all of those things are part of a sinful, fallen world. Okay, they're there as a result of that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is sin. Somebody else could have brought these things on, or circumstances or conditions. We don't know all the ins and outs, but here's the thing. We do know that God is good. We do know that God cares. And even when people were lame and blind and deaf and were even dead, when Jesus was here, he healed the blind and he made the deaf to hear and he raised the dead and all the different things he did, he showed that he cared and had compassion. Somebody says, well, why doesn't God just take care of all of our problems? Well, then we'd never grow in our faith, would we? Just like we read, even though we suffer for a little while in all these trials, they're good for us. They develop our faith. They test our faith. They help us to draw near to God instead of pull away from him. And so again, in all things, in every circumstance, we are to be grateful and thankful. You know, Psalm 100, the 100th Psalm, I love this short little Psalm. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that he is the Lord God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Friends, we need to remember that even in the most dire circumstances. Hey, I want to listen to our next song this morning. This is called He's My Son. He's My Son by Mark Schiltz. And this is a daddy who's struggling with his son having cancer and pleading and praying to God. And yet knowing that whatever happens, he knows that God is on his throne. He knows that God's going to take care of his son. And even if his son goes to be with the Lord, he knows that he'll see him again someday. So let's listen to him plead to a powerful, caring, loving father in this circumstance and situation.
Down on my knees again tonight. I'm hoping this prayer will turn out right. See, there is a boy that needs your help. I've done all that I can do myself. Mother is tired, I'm sure you can understand. Each night as he sleeps, she goes in to hold his hand, and she tries not to cry as the tears fill her eyes. Can you hear me?
Wow, that song always tugs at the strings of my heart whenever I listen to it. And yet, even in those trying, difficult circumstances of life, we're to praise the Lord. We're to give thanks to God. We're to give thanks in all circumstances. And Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15 says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." And so, again, we need to not just give thanks with our words, but in actions. And turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, starting in verse 6, Paul's writing to the Corinthians about the offering that they were taking up for the saints in Jerusalem. He says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things and at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Verse 15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ being the ultimate, incredible, indescribable gift that God has blessed us with. And since God has blessed us with so much, then we need to be thankful in all circumstances, don't we? And so back in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for you. Now, there's a lot of different other places where it talks about God's will, but in this place where it talks about rejoicing always and praying without ceasing and giving thanks in all circumstances, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so I want you to look at your heart and I want you to look at your life and say, how am I doing? Am I doing God's will? Am I pleasing God? Am I rejoicing always? Well, maybe I need to do a little better. Start rejoicing more. Maybe you haven't been praying like you know you probably should. Well, it's time to get serious and start praying more. Maybe you haven't been thankful. Maybe you've been grumpy and irritable and disheartened. Maybe you need to give more thanks. Maybe you need to thank God or thank other people as well. And this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so we're going to listen to our last song this morning. This is a song by Laura Story called Blessings. And it reminds us sometimes blessings come through hardships and through tears and through storms. But man, they can come through a lot of other good things as well. So let's listen to our last song this morning, Blessings by Laura Story.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all
Hey, thanks so much again for being with us today. That's all the time we have. We're the Church at Las Vegas. We'd love to be thankful with you and to be thankful for you if you'd come and visit us on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. We have a Bible study and prayer. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. Again, we'd love to see you. 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain, Desert Inn. Sunday morning, 10:30. Sunday evening at 6. Wednesday evening at 7. You can find out more about us online at thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com. And please, friend, just keep right on being thankful, even though Thanksgiving's over. Thanks so much for listening this morning. Keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you.